I'm speaking right now with Carl Rice. He is an officer of the Missouri Trappers Association, District 8, and a member. And Mr. Rice, thank you for your time. We've got the Missouri Trappers Association holding the Fall Rendezvous coming up on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of September. It's going to be at the Jenkins Center on 190. Can you tell us, sir, what's this event going to entail? What can people expect at this event, and what's going on with it?
Well, this is a free event open to the public. It is the annual meeting of the Missouri Trappers Association. On Friday, September 19th, we'll have demonstrations starting at 10 a.m., or 9 a.m., I'm sorry, and run through 4 p.m., and there'll be demonstrations on how to catch each kind of animal, how to properly take care of them, how to legally trap in Missouri. This will continue on Saturday. We'll also have demonstrations all day long that are open to the public. We have over 30 vendors coming from around the United States. At least one is four-way to Texas and one from Montana. And Mark June, the Texas participant, is a nationally known trapping leader who puts on quite a demonstration, and he will do that at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 20th. Additionally, we will have kids archery shooting from 8 to 5 on Saturday by the Missouri Department of Conservation. And all day on Saturday, we'll have an outstanding program on handling fur by the Fur Harvesters, which is one of the nationally known fur auctions.
Mr. Rice, if I can, when you talk about trapping and trapping legally, what are some of the ramifications if you don't trap legally?
Well, the Missouri Department of Conservation has set guidelines for things that we're allowed to do, the kind of traps we're allowed to use, and the season. And Missouri is very fortunate to have a conservation department that works well with trappers. And we also work with the Department of Conservation when they're doing surveys and wanting types of animals for study.
And then you said also fur handling. Will there be pelts there for sale as well by some of the vendors?
Yeah, some of the vendors will have pelts for sale. There'll be traps for sale. And there'll be some other vendors with miscellaneous outdoor equipment.
And also, when you say what's exciting about this, my daughter's 8 years old, and she is has shown an interest in archery. Will you need to bring your own bow? Will there be bows that can be used by the youngins?
The Department of Conservation will furnish appropriate equipment and supervise this, and they do this on a regular basis.
Okay, and what other events you got going on? I see something here called a dry land He-Man canoe race. What's that about?
Well, at 11 a.m. on Saturday, this is an event where we place two sandbags in a large beaver trap. The people have to grab two guys, have to, with their life jackets on, must run across a space of ground, take the sandbags out of the traps, place all the sandbags like the sandbag is actually representing a caught beaver, and then they have to run back to the starting line, and it's a timed event, and it's a lot of fun. We also, in the afternoon, will have a women's skillet tossing contest, and that always provides a lot of entertainment.
Now, they're not going to be tossing skillets. They're going to be tossing stuff in the skillets, right?
No, these are women that are actually throwing iron skillets some distance. It's kind of like a version of a shot put.
Okay, great. That sounds good. What else can people expect? This is a two-day event, and is there a cost to get in?
It's all free. It's open to the public. We encourage people to come who are interested in trapping or thinking about getting into trapping or just want to know what trapping's all about. There are a lot of myths about trapping in America, and some states have even outlawed trapping, and we're very fortunate in Missouri to have a constitutional conservation department so that we don't have to fight with legislators to get things done.
Mr. Rice, where can people go to find out more about this, and who do they contact? Is there pre-registration required?
No, there's no pre-registration, and you can contact Clay Creech at 660-414-0416 or John Harlow at Marshall at 660-886-5986 or look on the Missouri Trappers website. It's missouritrappers.com.
Now, I do see that it looks like there may be one that has pre-registration. Can you tell me about the class on cable restraint Saturday morning?
Yes, the cable restraint class requires a pre-registration, and you must do that by contacting the conservation office in Chillicothe. We hold that class to 45 people, and so the quicker you register, the better chance you have to get into that.
Is there a cutoff date, though, even if there's not 45 people that register?
No.
Okay, so it's up to the day of the event, but get in now just so you make sure you get a place.
That's right.
Okay, and we'll put that number on the website. Well, Mr. Rice, this sounds like a great day, a very informational day for people that want to get involved in trapping and also just the outdoors, archery. And plus, you got great contests there Saturday with the He-Man Canoe Race and the Woman Skillet Toss. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this event?
No, we have a lot of fun at this event. Like I said, it's a low-key event open to the public. But what you will see here, if you're interested in trapping or possibly own land and want to control some of your predator populations, is that you'll be watching some of the best trappers in Missouri and the United States putting on these demonstrations.
Well, Carl Rice, officer of the Missouri Trappers Association, District 8, thank you for your information.
Thank you. We appreciate your interest.